Crocodile on the Sandbank by Elizabeth Peters. Copyright 1975 by Elizabeth Peters. This unabridged recording of the reading of Crocodile on the Sandbank was published by arrangement with Dominic Abel Literary Agency and was produced in 1999 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Susan O'Malley. This book is 262 pages long. Crocodile on the Sandbank by Elizabeth Peters. The following material appears on the book's back cover. Amelia Peabody, that indomitable product of the Victorian age, embarks on her first Egyptian adventure armed with unshakable self-confidence, a journal to record her thoughts, and, of course, a sturdy umbrella. On her way, Amelia rescues young Evelyn Barton Forbes, who has been ruined and abandoned on the streets of Rome by her rascally lover. With a typical disregard for convention, Amelia promptly hires her fellow countrywoman as a companion and takes her to Cairo. Eluding Alberto, Evelyn's former lover, who wants her back, and Evelyn's cousin, Lord Ellesmere, who wishes to marry her, the two women sail up the Nile. They disembark at an archaeological site run by the Emerson brothers, the irascible but dashing Radcliffe, and the amiable Walter. Soon their little party is increased by one. One mummy, that is, and a singularly lively example of the species. Strange visitations, suspicious accidents, and a botched kidnapping convince Amelia that there is a plot afoot to harm Evelyn. But no villain or mummy is a match for the doughty Amelia. How she arranges all to her satisfaction.